United Airlines will try tomorrow to convince federal regulators to agree with the airline's decision to suspend pension fund contributions. Another group of regulators has already said the United's move may be illegal. The airline has been struggling to get out of bankruptcy for 19 months. And executives say they need to cut costs after a federal agency rejected a request for a loan guarantee. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
United says in order to shake off its bankruptcy by next year, it needs flexibility and liquidity. But the airline says that's only possible if it doesn't make payments to its employee pension funds. United skipped a required $72 million contribution earlier this month, and the company estimates that it would have to pay $4.1 billion to its pensions over the next 5 years. Phil Bagley with Standard & Poor's says the airline hopes its decision to cut off payments will help it secure money it needs from lenders.
Potential providers of capital could be scared off from doing business with United or investing in United because this is a very large use of cash. United is under pressure and also has a lot of other debt. So really it's a matter of making United viable and attractive to lenders and investors.
United announced its pension decision last week as it revealed a new $1 billion interim financing package. In order to meet the plan's projections, United said it could not continue to fund the company's four employee funds while the airline was in bankruptcy. The Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation, the federal agency which insures pension benefits, warned United that the action could be illegal. In a letter, the PBGC said United was not in compliance with federal rules and its action was risky. Bridget Madrian, a Wharton School economist who studies pensions, says if United decided to terminate its pensions, it would not only be costly to the airline's employees and retirees, but also to the PBGC. The agency would have to shoulder much of United's multi-billion dollar pension burden, and it already has been forced to take over a record number of failing pension plans.
United claims, and I suspect they're being honest about this, that they're trying to evaluate their options at this point in time, perhaps trying to find a way to get concessions from their employees in terms of pension benefits without having to terminate the plan. The problem is that the PBGC has told them very clearly they cannot just suspend payments while they investigate what they can and cannot do.
United has almost as many retirees as it does employees, and unions who gave up more than $2.5 billion in concessions to United last year swiftly condemned the company's announcement. Machinists threatened to take legal action if the pensions are dropped. Sarah Nelson Dela Cruz, a spokesperson for the flight attendants, says United isn't taking into account the demoralizing effect of its decision.
We have made our contributions to helping this airline succeed. And if this is the best that management can do for us, then they need to explain why we should be involved in their reorganization plan.
The pilots, who would stand to lose the most if the pensions are dropped, says United needs to reduce its non-labor costs instead of turning again to its workers. Captain Herb Hunter says employees have taken every step they can to make the airline better.
Never in my 26 years has this company run so well. Never have the seats been as full. We're doing a good job. People like what our flight attendants are doing. There are good reports out there about the way our agents are taking care of these people. Lost bags are down. Everything's up. Everything is great. And yet, oh my goodness, we got to go back to the employees. Well, I think it's just not right.
United meets tomorrow with the PBGC to discuss its pension issues. Airline officials will also announce what's expected to be a hefty loss for United's second quarter. United says it's made no decision as of yet about ending its pension funds. If it does, it would be one of the largest pension defaults in history. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.